Parshas Vayishlach begins with the colossal meeting between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov, who's been gone for 20 years after leaving his father's house, meets up with Esav, sends various messengers and gifts to appease Esav in the way. Esav comes out with his 400 men to greet him, and the Ramban has much to say about this meeting. And he opens the parsha with a hakdama, an introduction to the entire episode, and he writes, says the Ramban, there are three lessons that the Torah wants to teach us by recording and telling us in all the details this episode. Number one, says the Ramban, Lohodiyo ki hitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es avdo v'go'alo miyad chazok mimeno. That you should know, says the Ramban, that Hashem will always save his servant from he who was stronger than him. Clearly Esav and his 400 men were mightier than Yaakov. V'yishlach malach v'yatzileo. And Hashem sent a malach to save him. This is ostensibly the malach that Yaakov later refers to, HaMalach HaGoel Otzimi Kora, the angel which protects me from all bad things. Sometimes the way that Hashem saves us is not always clear. In this particular instance, the malach was sent to protect Yaakov. Number one, we need to know, says the Ramban, that Hashem protects Yaakov. Number two, says the Ramban, Ulu Amdeinu, Shehu lo botach betzidkoso, that Yaakov himself did not simply sit back and rely on his righteousness, v'hishtado v'hatzolo v'chol yachalto, but he himself engaged in every particular way that he could in order to save himself. That as he began this episode, Yaakov did everything possible on his own. He didn't just sit back and say, Hashem will take care of me, I don't have to do anything, but he himself was mishtado, he attempted and tried to do whatever he could to save himself. Thirdly, says the Ramban, Yesh v'zeremez l'doros, exactly how we should protect ourselves. That exactly the way that Yaakov himself protected himself is the way that we need to protect ourselves. And what took place to Yaakov, Ye'er Olanu Tamid Im B'nei Esav. And that which took place between Yaakov and Esav will always be taking place between the Jewish people and the descendants of Esav. V'roi Olanu, he writes, Le'echot B'darko Shel Tzadik. And therefore we need to do the same steps that Yaakov took in his battle with Esav, since we know, says the Ramban, we will always be dealing with Esav in this way, to take the same appropriate steps. And what are those steps? Says the Ramban, Rashi quotes this as well. He prepared himself with tefillah. He davened, as we see in the beginning of the parasha, with the Doron. He sends gifts to appease Esav, and with Hatzalah b'derech milcham. And he gets himself ready if he needs to fight a war, whatever he'll need to do to protect himself. Those three steps are the steps that Yaakov takes in his battle, with tefillah, with prayer, with gifts, and then preparing himself for actual battle. Says Ramban, these are the things that we need to be prepared. We need to learn, because in our battles with Esau, we're going to have these same issues at hand. That, says Ramban, is why we need this episode. And what's interesting is that the Ramban writes that this might be what teaches us how to handle our battle with Esau. That we need to know we'll be saved. We need to know that we need to do everything in our powers to get ourselves ready, whether or not it be with tefillah, whether or not it be with gifts, whether or not it be preparing for war. But the Ramban says, but Yaakov made a mistake in engaging the battle. What we learn from this is how to engage it. Once we are engaged with Esav, these are the things that we need to do. But sometimes, says the Ramban, and we learn from here also, we don't want to take the initiative where it's not yet called for. The Ramban says, why does Yaakov send these agents to Esav? The Torah begins, Esav didn't come out to approach Yaakov. Yaakov is the one who initiates. Vayishlach Yaakov, Malachim, Yaakov sends him. The Ramban says he was afraid. He knew that on his way to the south of Eretz Yisrael, where his father Yitzchak lived, he would have to pass nearby where Esav was. And Yaakov on his own feared that Esav might hear about Yaakov's journeys, and therefore he initiated the contact and he sent the agents. And the Ramban writes, Tafsuhu Chachamim al zeh. Chazal took Yaakov to task for this. And they said in the Medrash that this is comparable to the Pasuk in Mishlei, Machzik Bo'ozne Kelev. Someone who grabs hold of the ears of a dog, that's what it's like when someone engages in a battle, in a fight that's not yours. Here the dog is just saying, what are you pulling on its ears for? This wasn't your fight, why did you get involved? Says the Ramban, Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lidarko Hayim HaHalach. Esav was just going along his merry way. And then you, V'hayisa Mishaleach Etzlo, V'omalo Kol HaMaravtach HaYaakov, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, he gets all these messengers. This is what your servant Yaakov says. Why are you disturbing him? Says the Ramban, based on that chazal, al daiti, this is the remez, what's going to happen to us in our future as well. Says the Ramban, Hischilonu nefilasenu v'yad Edom. We started our own downfall by the hands of Edom in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, says the Ramban, Kimalchi b'sheni bo'u b'vritzim haromim. The Romans, the descendants of Bnei Edom, the Jewish people, Ramban quotes from the Sefer HaChashmonaim, they sent messengers to Rome to make peace, to establish a covenant. Says the Ramban, The he haisa sivas nefilos and the other. In other words, when they sent the messengers to Rome and they initiated, they started the problems. That began the downfall during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. And this is, he writes, this is Mefursim and all of the Sfarim which discuss history. And that's a remnant from Yaakov. Yes, we learn from here how to engage Esav, but we also learn, says the Ramban, you need to make sure there's something to what to engage. If Esav was going along his merry way, why are you disturbing the peace and beginning that process? That says Ramban as the lessons from the beginning of this episode of the dialogue between Yaakov here and Esav, which would continue the Doros for future generations as well.